I made a field trip of my own. A very controversial field trip. I was part of a gang of four.
Good band.
Who teamed up to go see the noted comic, Louis C.K. Now, there was a time when if Louis C.K. rolls through here, number one, he's playing a big room. Number two, there's probably a whole squadron of people from up here who are making that sojourn.
Yep.
But he's been dealing with some issues over the last couple years or so.
Self-inflicted.
I would say they're larger than issues.
Yeah, he has pretty much been persona non grata, too hot to handle, however you want to put it, for some time.
Why did he choose Dallas?
I don't know. I think he's doing some other gigs, too.
No.
He's very popular here.
He's doing Dallas, and then he's going, like, to Poland or something like that.
He might have.
This was kind of launching off point.
It might have been a smart move to do something in the South rather than in the liberal elites that are going to be super judgy about him even having a career.
Get out of the mainstream and, you know, out of the big rooms and kind of off the beaten path a little bit.
It is a top five market.
Still, though.
I think you're right. I think he chose this because he maybe thought people would be a little more accepting of him wanking in front of girls.
Oh, my. Yeah, it might not go over well in L.A. or San Francisco, where you've got more of the coastal liberal elites.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah, Corby.
That is the greatest made-up political term ever.
What, the coastal liberal elites?
Coastal liberal elites.
That's what they are.
Real, man. It is real.
It's weird. Okay, so, you know, I was going to go, and I'm almost glad that the Dead Show was a conflict, because I was really wrestling with this. Because, look, man, he's a creep. There's no two ways around it. Now, he didn't rape anybody. This is not like Cosby. This is not like, what's his name? The filmmaker.
Weinstein.
Weinstein.
This is just an abuse and manipulation, a sexual manipulation using his power.
Yes.
And it's highly inappropriate, making people uncomfortable. I just didn't want to go. But I do have questions.
Did you feel weird?
No. I mean, I've seen him.
Well, I have too. I've seen him a couple times, but I still feel weird about it.
A little bit, yeah.
Dude, I feel weird when a Ryan Adams song comes on the radio. I think about that stuff.
Look, it's different to, I don't know, it's different to spend your money and go actively drive somewhere to see the artist. Listening to their music, listening to, or watching him on Netflix or whatever, you can kind of remove yourself from the guilt a little bit, I guess, if you do have that.
Was that vibe there? I know it was sold out, and the people that were there, you know, they obviously wanted to see him.
Yeah, he was playing the Improv in Addison, which is nowhere near what he would normally play had all this not happened. I mean, we've seen him where at the Fair Park Music Hall and
Majestic.
And the Majestic, yeah. I mean, those are the rooms that Louis C.K. would normally play, but he's got to scale things down a little bit and kind of ease his way back into the mainstream if, in fact, he's going to be able to get there at all.
So, what was the nature of his material? Was this stuff addressed? Did he make any types of apology? How did he address the elephant in the room?
And by the way, it was you, Mino, Damaris, Brian Damaris, and Mike Cerulli?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so feel free to jump in here, David.
For sure.
He did it pretty much right up top.
Okay, how did he handle it? Did he handle it by being contrite?
No.
Or it with jokes?
More with jokes or anything else, but there was kind of a vibe of, look, I really screwed up here, and I know it. There was kind of more fall on the sword than being contrite, if you understand the
I get it. Very self-deprecating.
Yeah, it was very self-deprecating. And
did he make fun of what he did, of the having fun in front of girls?
A little bit,
against their will?
No, he didn't really put it that way. I was kind of waiting for, at the end, for the aha moment of him kind of being sincere. He didn't apologize for it, but he definitely, like Mike said, acknowledged it fell on the sword. His first joke was, oh, it's great to be in Addison. I used to play arenas, but something happened. And everybody, you know, that was a big laugh.
And that probably was the first, I don't know, 60 to 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes of his shtick. And then after that, he was off and running. And it was the Louis C.K. we have all come to know.
So he never, did he have any material that was sexual in nature about him doing that stuff? Or was it pretty much abandoned after the first couple of minutes?
Well, I mean, a lot of it was very sexual in nature.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I figured he would avoid all that.
No, no, no.
I mean, he always has done that. He's gone that route. But I was just thinking, man, just to be safe, like, let's push this aside for a little bit.
No, no. Louis C.K. was doing what Louis C.K. does. It was very sexual in nature, but none of it had to do with anything that he had done.
Yeah. Was the response really good? I mean, he's like he's funnier than hell.
It was really weird. There was a really weird vibe. I mean, the place was just absolutely full. And I think he's got shows coming up tonight and the next couple nights as well.
No, this is it.
This is it?
Yeah, okay. Two nights.
I'm sure it'll be full tonight. But
how was he treated by this sold-out crowd?
Great. I mean, it was really like none of this ever even happened.
Really?
Yeah.
No hecklers?
No.
No, nobody, no protesters?
No.
How many?
Not that I saw.
What would you say the balance of the sexes in attendance was, men to women ratio?
I would say pretty even. I mean, there seemed to be a lot of couples that were there, or dates, or whatever.
Were you surprised that there were women there at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I figured it might turn into a sausage fest, but there was a real weird vibe in there before he came on.
Yeah.
There were like three other guys who opened for him. One was kind of serving as the MC for the whole thing. And then there were two more before him. And all three of those guys were really, really funny and really good. So
you had your host, you had your opener, you had your headliner, and then your feature.
Yeah.
Is that how it worked?
Pretty much. I mean, the stage was set for him to bomb.
Yeah.
If he didn't have his act together, but he did.
It doesn't surprise me.
I mean, this was truly, absolutely the Louis C.K. that you have seen and you have seen that we've all come to know. And he did not disappoint on that front. A lot of people are very disappointed that he was even there to begin with, that he was allowed to be there, and you know, that's fine. Like I say, there was a kind of a weird vibe hanging over the whole thing anyway in there.
Well, I think it's a very personal thing, too, to determine when you personally forgive someone or allow them to move on for whatever their transgressions are. It's not a societal thing where we all check a box and say, okay, we're all ready.
Yeah.
Some people will never forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, they have every right to never buy a record of his or whatever, you know, go see him,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything that he releases, watch him on TV, that's their right. But there are a lot of people that are just like, you know what, there are a lot of people that have done a lot worse than him.
Yeah.
We live in that era of the Me Too movement where some of the things that these people have done are so reprehensible that they're in jail.
They're criminal.
Yes. His is just creepy as hell.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of people in there who are just kind of on the fence about the whole thing. Like I say,
the majority of the people in attendance didn't know how to feel.
Yeah, the vibe, like I say, the vibe was weird, and that seemed to be what was going on. I mean, trying to read the minds of others.
Yeah.
It seems like that's what they were all thinking was, should I even be here?
Right.
You know, but once he came out there and once he addressed the matter and once he went on about his normal shtick and once he started giving everybody what they were there to hear and see, then he won everybody over.
That's cool.
And I think people, you know,
I'm sure that the people that he would, it would have been impossible for him to win over had no interest in being there at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a personal choice. And I have no problem. If you are a hardcore feminist that wants to boycott him and spread, you know, the reality of what he's done and keep that torch going,
go
100%.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I got no problem with it either.
At the same time, if somebody wants to enjoy his art, I think they should be able to do that without being judged by the other side.
Right. Agreed.
And that's where the hypocrisy lies.
All right, we got to go.
Love you.
All right, up next, let's turn our attention to the big rock show of last night. It's